Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The latest federal data shows that the farmer's share of the average U.S. food dollar has increased slightly. The USDA's Economic Research Service tracks yearly spending by American consumers on food, as well as how much that dollar is captured by each part of the food supply chain. The agency recently released data for 2019 showing that the food service industry continues to claim a growing part of the average food dollar, increasing 3 percentage points to 38.5 cents from 2019. Farm production was the only other part of the food chain that saw its share of the food dollar increase, but that increase was not a large one. WisconsinFarmer.com says the farmer's share of a food dollar rose from a 25-year low of 7.4 cents in 2018 to 7.6 cents the following year. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the National Weather Service outlook for the middle of June.
Hot weather looks like it's here to stay for a while, especially from the northern and central Rockies through the northern plains, the Midwest, and into the Northeast. It will be cooler than normal, however, in the Pacific Coast states and the south central United States. Meanwhile, June 9th through 15th should feature near or below normal rainfall across much of the country. It will be wetter than normal, though, in the Pacific Northwest and parts of the south, mainly from eastern Texas to Georgia and Carolinas.
Rippey, as part of the report, talked about how common the hot temperatures are in the northern U.S.
Triple-digit heat, temperatures of 100 degrees or higher, are fairly rare across the Dakotas and even into Minnesota, but especially so this early in the season. We've just started to turn the corner into early summer meteorologically. Summer begins on June 1st. When we do get triple-digit heat, oftentimes it's late summer as you move into August and September when soil moisture tends to be lowest.
POET has announced it's acquired Flint Hills Resources' entire ethanol business. Reuters says that highlights the largest American biofuel producer's bet that conventional renewable fuels like corn-based ethanol will play a big role in the push to reduce the U.S. carbon emissions. POET's Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Doug Bourbon, says they've added 375 new employees, and it means their annual production is now going to be at 3 billion gallons.
We're really excited because this takes us to a capacity of about 3 billion gallons of annual production. We'll have 33 biorefineries now in 8 states. We'll also be producing about 7 million tons of distillers' grains, about 975 million pounds of corn oil, and we'll be purchasing nearly a billion bushels of grain on an annual basis. That's about 6.5% of the U.S. corn crop.
This is Inside Agriculture.